Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A defense motion to dismiss one homicide charge against an Eagle River man was denied in Vilas County Court Thursday. 19-year-old Jeremiah Solis is accused of discharging a .40-caliber semi-automatic handgun September 3rd in an apartment on Wall Street in Eagle River. It struck Connor Stevens of Three Lakes in the chest and caused his death. Defense attorney Al Moustakis told the court the state failed to focus on the mental element of the charge, saying it should be ordinary negligence, not criminal negligence. Assistant District Attorney David Breedlove said Solis was familiar with the handgun, having purchased it at the Eagle River Gun Show and having practiced with it at the Vilas County Shooting Range. In denying the motion for dismissal, Judge Neil Nielsen indicated Solis may have been inexperienced with a handgun but failed to grasp the risk of having a loaded clip in the weapon and that a reasonable person should be aware his actions created a risk of great bodily harm. Solis remains free on a $20,000 signature bond. While 19 managed hunt permits were issued to harvest a small herd of deer consuming flowers, shrubs, and even small trees on the east side of the island of Managua, only 4 deer have been harvested as of this week, according to town officials. Managua, with the DNR's blessing, had a total of 30 permits to issue archery hunters to cull the herd of about 30 animals. Residents on that side of town complained that the deer were destroying their cedar and arborvita trees, as well as landscape plantings. The managed hunt area runs from the residential area known as Rubentown north to Huber Drive. Permits are available from the town office in downtown Managua. Those getting these special permits have to follow all state laws pertaining to hunting deer, including registering the take. For more information, contact the Managua Town Clerk's office. There were protests this week to demonstrate public support for net neutrality as a decision looms. A central Wisconsin legislator says a change will hurt rural Wisconsin even more. Tim Morrissey reports.
At issue is whether the internet should be regulated like a public utility with equal access for all content providers. The Federal Communications Commission is scheduled to vote on net neutrality next week and is likely to do away with it. State Representative Katrina Shanklin of Stevens Point is one of many Democrats who signed a letter to the FCC asking that net neutrality be upheld. Shanklin says people in rural areas will be among the hardest hit if the rule is dumped.
People in rural Wisconsin not only already are suffering from very slow broadband speeds, but also across the state, Wisconsin ranks 49th in the nation for broadband speed. We're already well behind the times when it comes to being able to access the internet at a reasonable speed.
Those who argue for abandoning net neutrality say it stifles innovation by overregulating internet service providers and that dropping the rule will create more competition among providers and result in lower prices. Those who support the rule predict exactly the opposite will happen. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
An expert on the Great Depression says the federal tax cut that's being looked at has echoes of the past. Tramell Gomes reports.
Republicans are expected to have a few successes to tout following the passage of their tax bill. On top of a global economy that's been on the upswing even before the tax bill, some analysts are predicting an additional boost with more jobs, higher wages, and business investments after the bill is signed. But historians warn the tactic of providing tax cuts to the rich in hopes that the benefits will trickle down to the middle class has been tried many times before. Historian Robert S. McIlvaine is the author of The Great Depression, America 1929 to 1941.
If the past is any guide, as I as a historian believe it is, it's almost certain to lead to another economic collapse, especially when combined with all the deregulation and other policies that have been tried and failed in the past and are being used again.
McIlvaine says the current tax plan means the GOP is sprinting toward another economic cliff. According to McIlvaine, in 1926, President Calvin Coolidge's Treasury Secretary Andrew Mellon, one of the world's richest men, pushed through a massive tax cut that would substantially contribute to the causes of the Great Depression.
The idea that there's any need for this massive contribution to the national debt at this point is completely wrong. The economy, as Mr. Trump is always boasting, is doing just fine.
The analysis of the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office found that people making less than $100,000 a year, or about 80% of American households, will have their taxes increased. I'm Tramell Gomes reporting.
Six drug-related felony charges have been dropped against a man in Chippewa County, but that does not mean he's in the clear. Shane Johnson was arrested Thanksgiving Day in connection with the fatal overdose of another man. While Chippewa Falls police investigated the death, they found a significant amount of meth and heroin. Thursday, the charges were dropped because Johnson was already being investigated by federal authorities and he could face stiffer penalties there. After he's sentenced in federal court, Chippewa County could decide to reopen the reckless homicide case against Johnson. Our forecast tonight, snow before midnight, new snow accumulation of around 2 inches, 3 to 5 inches in the Lake Superior snow belt, a low around 14 degrees. For tomorrow, partly sunny, temperatures falling during the day to about 12 degrees with gusty north-northwest winds. On Sunday, mostly cloudy and a high near 25. Blues Friday is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.